call the December 2nd Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Alderman Wilhelm? She's here. There it was.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise, join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Cast for sale. Fred? Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. That was well done. Thank you. First item is B1, citizens' comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Hold on, Tom.
7014 Elroy Court.
Hold on, Tom. 1 second. Come on. Seems to be locked. Yep. Sorry about this, Tom. New technology. Okay, now it's lit up. Go ahead, Tom. Thanks.
Anyhow, I'm here tonight on behalf of this young fellow here, Mr. Casper Green. Very privileged to say that Casper and I have been friends for, I don't know, seems like forever. It's going out to lunch together and things like that. In fact, Casper, it's still your turn to buy. So, but in all seriousness, Casper and I, we worked on many, many projects together. I was honored to serve on the board of directors for the Franklin Seniors with Casper and Fred. And also to work with him on working with Stephanie Sue Stein on establishing the community room as the senior meal site. And Casper and I had to go to lots and lots and lots of county board meetings to get all of that accomplished. But it was only through Casper's vigilance and his advocacy that was accomplished for the Franklin Seniors. Casper has been at all of these meetings for many, many years, sometimes all by himself, but he was the messenger to the Franklin Seniors, and at their meetings he would convey what went on at the Common Council meetings, what went on at the Plan Commission. I was very proud when he accepted the appointment to the Personnel Committee for the city, where he acted with merit. Casper is probably one of the most special individuals I think I've ever met. He's a force of nature, and he's a lion. Casper, there's not enough adjectives to say what a wonderful human being you are, but you are.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Anyone else? Mr. Kerner, good evening.
Good evening. Dale Kerner, 8630 at West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. I'm here tonight to talk about the sound study that needs to be done. This council put a baseball park in a residential area, and the adjoining neighbors have been suffering since it's been put in there. The noise is too loud, it's inconsiderate, and we pay high taxes for quality of life, and we're not getting that. So I hope they come up with some solution or do a sound study or bring the decibels down to 50 like it should be in the rest of the area of Franklin. Thank you.
Before Mr. Marshall gets up, we do have a number of, there's three or four emails from various constituents. Again, our policy is that we needed it 24 hours in advance. So they will be given out to the elected officials relative to the sound study. Mr. Marshall. Good afternoon, evening.
Hello. Paul Marshall, 8930 South 116th Street. I'm here to support item 5 for the accessory structure, and if anybody has any questions, just let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall. Anybody else? Mr. Knoll, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you all, Mayor and Council members, for, I live at 8610 West Hawthorne Lane. Me and my wife, Naomi, are adjacent to the Ballpark Commons, the site of the Franklin Field, and we want to thank you for being concerned about our peace and enjoyment, the sound that travels from the stadium into our house and yard, and that you're going to do something about it. So I want to say that I appreciate that, and I think the mayor's got some good suggestions as a starting point, and if that doesn't work, then a larger study. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Knoll. Anybody else? Mr. Rivera, good evening.
Good evening. All right. You going to time me? No. Mute me?
Please.
Okay. This just in from Franklin, but this isn't the nasty version that hides behind a screen. This is an opposing take. Live and in the flesh, without lies, without spin. Marcelino Rivera, 5536 West Allward Drive. Here to deliver this bi-weekly edition's truce. For months, Mayor Olson, closest of followers and friends, have taken to social media with real and fake accounts alike to verbally assault, berate neighbors with opposing opinions. Several have crossed the line with sexist, homophobic, intimidating, and insightful dialogue. These are all the types of individuals that our mayor has engaged and aligned himself with. There's a saying about the company you keep, and we all know your engagement with individuals reflects on your words, actions, upon your overall character as well. One of those individuals that stole the City of Franklin official logo and used it for a non-official city Facebook group is being appointed by Mayor Olson tonight. After being called out as a bully at the last common council, another friend of his that is never anywhere to be found at these meetings and up until recently hid under his wife's account ran to your defense to help you play the victim. Let's clear that up. Each one of you has an obligation to us as citizens. You answer to and work for us. I have a flowchart right here that shows that. It says citizens, then it has the mayor. Next to that is the Common Council, and across from that, in alignment with you, Mayor Olson, is the municipal judge. Above that is the citizens. You are in an elected office and are subject to scrutiny and criticism of your comments, posts, and your behavior. You cannot make up your own rules or choose which ones to follow. You cannot disregard the UDO and leverage other ordinances to shield you from providing transparency to the people. Since Alderman Barber called out a group of citizens at the last quarry meeting, let's shine some light on some of his actions or inactions. Alderman Barber, you constantly minimize the concerns of citizens in your district. You disregard and you fail to get involved, learn, or understand Common Council agenda items. As a matter of fact, other than your vote, pun intended here, you didn't utter one word on Strauss Brand special use application or ask a single question. That's how little you care about issues that raise concerns for Franklin residents? Yet you're the first to forward on emails with no additional comments, thought, or consideration. District 5 deserves better, and so does the City of Franklin. You're all going to see a lot more of me moving forward, so you're reminded that the people, Mayor Olson, and your friends continually ignore are reminded that we care and love this city, and we care about its future. I'm again requesting that the Ethics Board be reinstated. I'm also asking for functionality to be added for Franklin residents to join and provide commentary at these meetings via Zoom. I'm also requesting that all city meetings, every single one of them, is recorded and made available for streaming live, real time, and kept available via YouTube. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rivera. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, no one else rise. I will close this citizen comment period and move on to something that we all like. It's going to be, come on. And Casper, if you want to start your way over here. Former Mayor Taylor and former Mayor Climates, please join me. Jeez, you know?
She's ready to take the photograph.
We're not socially, but that's okay. Okay, I have a proclamation for Casper first. This is a proclamation in recognition of the service of Casper T. Green to the city of Franklin and its residents. Whereas Casper T. Green, a Franklin resident for 36 years, has served as president of the Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc. since 1994. Did you know that? Where he worked tirelessly to develop the city of Franklin City Hall community room and to secure a Milwaukee County senior meal site, which has been located and ongoing in this space. And whereas Casper T. Green has served the employees of the City of Franklin as a member of the City of Franklin Personnel Committee for some 15 years. And whereas Casper T. Green has served our country in the United States Army during the Korean conflict and subsequently as a member of Franklin American Legion Post 192, where he has participated in many community veterans events, plus singing the national anthem at, I think, every Memorial Day ceremony there was. Whereas Casper T. Green was named to the Milwaukee County Commission on Aging, which is a policy-making body that oversees Milwaukee County Department of Aging, upon which he worked to ensure quality care and services for the local seniors for 6 years. And whereas Casper T. Green was named to the Milwaukee County Senior Citizen Hall of Fame in 2007 for his work for our local seniors. And whereas Casper T. Green has earned the recognition of his service to the city of Franklin, Milwaukee County, and to our country. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor, and Mark D'Andrea, Common Council President of the city of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of all of the citizens of Franklin, the elected officials, and the staff of city government, hereby recognize and state our appreciation for the service provided by Casper T. Green and wish him well in your future endeavors. Good luck and Godspeed, Casper, presented this day, the 1st of December, 2020. So, before we get on with Casper talking, I do want to congratulate Casper and his lovely bride, Midge. 69 years of wedded bliss today.
Midge is nominated for sainthood.
That's correct. So congratulations, Casper. You want to say a couple of words?
Yes.
No, wait. Let's do it this way. Former Mayor Climates.
It may surprise many of you, but the first time I ever talked with Casper, we got into an argument. And that's because he's a person of strong opinions, and I can be a person of strong opinions. But one thing that always came out to me, despite the many discussions that we had, some of them got a little bit heated, Casper and I were always very careful to make sure that our arguments were always about policy or about ideas or about proposals. They never got personal. And if I can say one word to all elected officials everywhere, certainly not just the city of Franklin, but all officials everywhere, don't let your arguments become personal. Don't attack the person. The same person that you may be arguing with very heatedly on one subject might be the same person that's your ally and your supporter on another subject. And I'm proud to say Casper and I never let any of our disagreements become personal. I've gotten to know Casper so well over the years. I think of all the many meetings we had about the senior citizens community room, other meetings that we had about how to support the senior citizens group. And one last thing I would say is that I don't know who said it, but I read it somewhere, that the thing that we should all strive for in our life, man or woman, is to have people say when we're gone, you lived a well-lived life. Well, Casper, all I can say for you is you have lived a well-lived life.
Hold on. See, Casper's a grabby guy. Former Mayor Taylor, I'm sure you've got a few more words.
Just a couple. And that's that Casper and I, we are both singers, except unfortunately he's a tenor and I'm a bass, but that's okay. I had the distinct privilege of Casper inviting me down to Miller Park one day where he sang the national anthem. And, you know, I'm Irish and everything, so take it for what it is. But I'm telling you, Frank Sinatra could not have done a better rendition of the national anthem than this gentleman. And, oh, Danny Boy, that's always been my special. You sing that better than anybody I've ever seen. Casper, it has been an extraordinary privilege to have worked with you and to have known you. You are a very great person.
And my turn, and I'm not
reaching for it again.
It's my turn. I'm not as eloquent as my two predecessors are, but Casper, you and I have known each other for probably 30 years. And we Fred indicated not to make your arguments personal, and I think you and I have had many an argument, you on the left side of an argument, me on the right. But we've always done that as friends, and I count you as a good friend of mine. And I'm happy.
Right.
Thank you very much. So I wish you Godspeed. We said it in the resolution. But I thank Alderman Barber for helping get this going. And, of course, former Mayor Clements and the city attorney had his piece in this. But what we're going to do after we sit down and after Casper sits down is we're going to break with tradition and we're going to name a room in Casper's honor. It's never been done in the city before. So with that, Casper, please.
I think I know which room you're talking about. And I think it's right through this wall here.
Yep.
It's the Franklin Senior Citizens Meal Site area. And Fred is our municipal judge, and I don't want to cross him because I don't want to wind up in jail because he has the ability to sentence me to jail, and he's talking pretty like he might. No, he wouldn't do that. But Fred was mayor when I first moved into Franklin, and Fred is the longest serving mayor in Franklin for 14 years, if my memory serves me. And during the 14 years that he was mayor and I was president of the Franklin Senior, we had many, many sit downs together. And like Fred said, we had several arguments, never personal, because that was my job before I came to Franklin. I happened to be a union representative before I moved to Franklin. I did a lot of negotiations during those 20 years as being a union rep. And so I did know how to argue without getting mad, without getting angry. And we could walk away friends, which we did every time. And Fred, I would like to express my gratitude to you for all of the advice that you gave me. Because you are an attorney by profession, and I'm not. And you're a doggone good one, I might say. You never gave me wrong You never steered me wrong, because you're not that kind of a person. And this guy here, during his 9 years as our mayor, I served as a Franklin Senior Citizens Incorporated president. And Tom and I, we became very close friends, in my opinion, during those 9 years. And when he decided he was going to hang it up, we talked with him, and we thought that he might stay on for another term of, what was it, 3 years, I guess it is, 3-year term. And so during those many years, 14 years and 9 years, I had very close relationship with the leadership here in Franklin. And even though I was a union representative, and my job was to argue, you don't argue with people that you want something from. Because every time I would come into their office, their mayor's office, it was to ask for something. You don't go in raising a cane when you want something from somebody else. A lot of people don't understand that approach. But I still have people from various companies throughout the great Midwest, throughout the Midwest, that still call me and ask me for some advice. How do they handle a union rep that is getting out of line? I give them my opinion, my strong opinion, because if I don't give them the truth, they'll know it. And as a matter of fact, just last week I talked with a guy over in Minnesota that was he ran a company in Lake City, Minnesota, and he and I became very close friends, as Tom and I and Fred and I have become friends. And even if you're sitting across the table, you don't have to be mad, you don't have to be angry, you don't have to be, if you want something from somebody on the other side of the table, you doggone sure don't go yelling and screaming at them and calling them names. That's just not the way to operate. And I think that our methods worked here in Franklin, because I know when Fred was mayor, throughout the county, there were different cities that had senior citizen meal sites. And senior citizens would then gather at that meal site on a daily basis for just to shoot the breeze, have fun. And that's what it's about. That's what it's all about, is a coordination between the citizens, which in our case was the Franklin seniors. And I think that, I'd like to believe at least, that we as a senior group worked with the city, trying to help you accomplish and gain whatever the city needed. Because we just, like I say, we worked with the city as best we could. And the best way to work with a city is to work with its management, its top management. And because of the fact that I had been used to dealing with top management people throughout the Midwest, I'd been used to dealing with top officials, and it came very natural then to meet with Fred and with Tom and accomplish. Steve. Are you trying to tell me that my time is up?
Oh, you missed me.
No, when Steve became mayor, he fell right into the pattern. He fell right into the pattern, and he and I became friends, I'd like to think. And like I say, he is the leader of the city, and I was the leader of the Franklin Senior Citizens Incorporated. But I don't want to forget one special. Where's Fred Knievel? city in. Fred Knievel. As we used to say, you can probably hear my accent. I was born in Arkansas. Proud of it. Fred is a man to ride the river with. Anything that I needed, any help that I needed. Fred is a tech man. I was not, am not. Fred is excellent with computers. I am not. But anytime I needed something that where technology was involved, I would go to Fred. And I would always get, always. Thank you, Fred. Much more for me because you gave much more than you received. You gave me much more than I received from you, and I appreciate it. Friends forever. I guess I've rambled on here about long enough, and he's patted me on the back 3 or 4 times, and I think that means just shut up and sit down, but I'm not. I would like to introduce my family. My wife could not make it tonight. She wanted to come, but she was not quite up to it. After all, when you're married to a man like me that you hardly ever see for 69 years, and I'd go back and do it all over.
We'd have you do it over again.
This is my third daughter right here with the camera, Lauren. Lauren. Lauren Hine. Lauren Hine. And where's Larry, your husband? Larry, you're right next to her. No wonder I couldn't see you. A great son-in-law, Larry. I'm glad you're in the family. They have the misfortune of living in Oak Creek. And where's Linda? Linda, there's my third daughter. Linda. She's a feisty one. But as you can see, I've not been well for several weeks. Without my kids, I don't know what I'd do.
I love you. Mark and Lori are here too.
Where's Clark? There's my oldest living son, Clark. Raise your hand, Clark Green. Clark has been dealing in software all over the country, literally all over the country. I should say all over the world. But he has been doing this for, what, 30 years? 30? Okay. And we call his wife Lori, Dr. Lori, because she is a doctor. And Lori, we're glad to have you in the family as well. Where's my granddaughter, Mariah? All right. Mariah, we're glad you're here. Welcome. We're glad you're part of the family. Thank you for coming. Because people don't show up at these events unless they put some effort into it. Every one of you here are here because you put some effort into it. And Mariah, you did too. And Mariah's mother is an outstanding individual. I don't know what else I'm going to say. He's trying to shut me up, but I'm pretty hard to. You got to switch.
Thank you, Casper. Congratulations, Casper. Let's let's do the business that we got to do.
All right. Help yourself.
Here, let me help you there. Thank you, Casper, of course, for your many years of service. And we certainly miss you on the citizen comment period. So with that, if there's no objection, I'd like to move to item G4 out of order. In your packet, there's a resolution. It echoes pretty much the proclamation that I just read. This is a break from tradition. It will be the first time we name a room after a citizen. So is there a motion to adopt naming rights?
So moved.
Second.
Let the record reflect that Alderman Barber made the motion, but it was a unanimous motion with a unanimous second. Any discussion?
Yeah, Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I think it's supposed to be noticed in the paper. So that would just give it more recognition.
This is the attorney's, well, we talked about this a lot. This falls outside of that naming policy.
I just thought it would add a little more recognition.
I understand. We'll do something like that. Anyone else? Okay, with that, Madam Clerk, let's do a roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries. Let it reflect unanimity. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence. The motion passes. The community room is now known as the Casper T. Green Community Room. Congratulations, Casper. Kind of seems like we ought not to be doing anything else tonight. cake. So thank you and congratulations. With that, we'll return to the regular order of business. Casper, you're used to this, so we'll just move on. Item C1, approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of October 6th. Any additions or corrections? It's happened twice now. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Happy birthday. Barber moved. Hanneman seconded. All those in favor of the motion to approve October 6th, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. In your packet, at your place is a revised meeting minutes from November 17th. Any other additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
So
move to amend as corrected.
Second.
Wilhelm first, Nelson seconds.
Yes, for item C2. Just a small typo.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is organizational business. Ken Humont to the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals, which is down to a bare quorum. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Barber and D'Andrea. All those in favor? Oh, needs a roll call. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
No.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 4 ayes, 2 noes, no absent, no abstentions. Quarry Monitoring Committee, an anomaly, has an appointment for Dina Swanson as a citizen non-voting member. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Move on to reports and recommendations. Item one, MLG on a concept review. They have asked to remove that from the agenda, so no action on that. Project updates for Ballpark Commons. Mr. Zimmerman notified me today that he was unable to attend and will be happy to do this at the next county council meeting. G3 is the recommendations for comprehensive outdoor sound study, PDD 37. And with this, I will turn the gavel over to Alderman Dandridge.
Alderman Dandridge, when you get to the seat.
Alderman Mayor.
First of all, Heath, very nice job in the write-up. You did a very good job, very thorough. Very, very good job. Thank you. After careful review of Heath's write-up, it's obvious that this comprehensive action is necessary to find a long-term solution to the noise issue. However, in an effort to get this done the right way the first time without spending more money than we need to, I move to table this item and direct planning and engineering staff to consult with Milwaukee County regarding the comprehensive study that was approved by Milwaukee County for their 2021 budget, and to review the parameters of that study in comparison to our needs, and to possibly work with county in setting those parameters so that one study might meet all of our needs, and to bring their information back to the council at the end of February or sooner if necessary for a report. When we put the action forward, it was not clear that Milwaukee County was going to go through with the comprehensive sound study. It is not clear that they are, and it doesn't make sense to do two studies for the same thing. It makes much more sense to combine our efforts and do this once, do it once right, and not spend extra money that we don't need to spend.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I do have a second. Any questions? Alderman Nelson.
Just discussion. So a few things that I agree with Alderman Mayer on for sure in going through this. That was the first thing that jumped out is, why are we spending more money when the county agreed to do this? But we want to make sure that the parameters are set, that we've got a few other things that are making sure that we're comparing apples to apples. And we're going to make sure that we are crystal clear on the direction moving forward to not keep revisiting and not angering the neighbors, yet not hamstringing the development.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson, or Alderman Nelson. Any other questions in discussion?
I have a couple.
Alderwoman?
Well, it seems, I don't know what's going to be going on up at the Rock between now and then. Can anyone talk to us about if we're going to have noise concerns, or is it being pretty quiet up there? It would have been nice if Mr. Zimmer would have been here this evening, because I guess I don't know what events or what's going on between now and then. Can someone address that?
Mr. President?
Alderwoman, if it's okay, I'll have Alderman Mayor behind me hopefully address it.
I won't be able to address that specific issue, but just to clarify the time frame for a study, the table item needs a deadline to come back to council to report back to us. That's not a deadline for the study. That's a deadline for Heath and his work to bring back and report back to us. The study is intended, as Heath suggests in the write-up, that it should be done during the outdoor season when the outdoor events are occurring. It wouldn't make any sense to do a study this time of year when it's relatively quiet. So that was just a clarification of the time frame for a study and the noise situation. Not directly related to Alderwoman Wilhelm's question of the noise in the next couple of months.
Alderwoman, I don't have the statistics, but most of the complaints come during the summer and fall periods that I can recall. You sit on licensing, and there's a few other people that sit on licensing. I do not believe, and I used to sit on licensing, I do not recall a lot of problems arising during the winter months, the ski season period. So I'll let you continue with your discussion.
Okay, well, as far as the licensing, one thing we need to be clear on, and I've asked for that everyone get on board with what needs to be licensed, because we've had some questions on should have that gotten a license or not. So let's work on that, but that's outside of this issue. It's just a note that I think we need to follow up on. But in the meantime, if there are going to be any events, is there any way we could just get the volume to be turned down a little bit? I'm fully supportive of the motion, but I think that I know there's some concerns to have something done.
Alderwoman, have there been, I'm asking a question in regards to what kind of events are being held in the winter months that there is an issue of volume. I don't think there are any outdoor concerts. The skiing, there's no music being broadcast. Mr. Kerner, can you just nod and let me know if there's been a problem out there in the winter months?
Right now, it's like paradise out there right now. Once in a while, they run that snow machine late at night, but that's a separate issue. But it's like paradise right now.
Okay. Well, and we haven't had any winter or any snowfall yet. And I know that Mr. Zimmerman, we've spoken to him about that snow machine. So, okay, Alderwoman.
I'm not anticipating any concerns, but if I don't know if there's some corporate event, I don't really know. Like I said, I don't know what all. Some things we license, some things we don't.
Sure.
Probably not going to be anything. I think that's why Alderman Mayor wants to put it off and then work jointly with the county. Just to be clear, the motion intention is to help with better data for the city and county for the study to work on that throughout next year. That's my understanding before I make my vote, correct?
I believe so. Correct, Alderman Mayor, on your motion? The purpose of your motion?
Yeah, I think the motion was fairly clear. I believe that is part of the intention.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Any other questions? Seeing none, I didn't mention my position in voting. I would vote to change a tie on this matter. Act as acting mayor. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. Alderwoman, did you vote in the affirmative?
I sure did.
Okay, so I've got 5 in favor and 0 against. And I will pass the gavel back to the mayor at about 7:15.
Well done, Alderman, except I don't think anything that Alderman Mayor said was recorded or put out.
So
I don't think anything you said was recorded. So, kick back, I guess. With that, we'll move up.
Could we have the clerk read the motion into the record?
Or should I read it? Okay.
Well, hold on.
What did we pay for this system?
Too much.
It's got nothing to do with the system. It's an operational issue. Go ahead.
Alderman Mayor moved to table this item and direct planning and engineering staff to consult with Milwaukee County regarding the comprehensive study that was approved by Milwaukee County for their 2021 budget and to review the parameters of that study in comparison to our needs and to possibly work with the county in setting parameters so that one study might meet all of our needs, and to bring a report back to the Common Council at the end of February 2021, or sooner if necessary, for a report. Seconded by Alderman Barber.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. With that, we move on to G5, which is a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for
special use. So was the vote recorded?
Pardon me?
Was the vote recorded, but not what I mm-hmm. said?
Just not you.
This mic?
It wasn't. No. Okay. G5 is Paul Marshall's 4,480 square foot. Push your button. Alderman Nelson.
I'm making a motion to approve. Mr. Marshall has been through this numerous times, plan meetings, council meetings. I met with him, spoke with him. I just want to thank you on record for the facility, the residence you're building. It's fantastic in our neighborhood. Thank you.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Barber. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Paul. Move on to G6, which is a resolution to authorize agreement with Lynch and Associates for construction engineering services regarding Marquette Avenue.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I have two comments on the resolution. Well, on page 122, there's a blank on who will coordinate the work with the contractor. Does anyone have any idea who that might be? I'm going to guess it's Glenn or someone in the department. Is that the intention?
City attorney's making note of it.
No.
Mr. Morrow.
I can take that role.
Okay, and then page 124, the contractor shall commence work immediately having received a notice of proceed as of. What kind of date are we expecting to put in that blank?
Tomorrow.
The answer was tomorrow.
Okay. And then for the resolution on the therefore, it says construction for the 2020 Marquette Avenue. Could like to amend that to say the 2020-2021 Marquette Avenue, because there's no way we're going to even get it started for 2020 yet. So, and that with that, I
that was the name of the project.
Okay, but somebody might not know that that's the actual name of the project. So I'll just make the motion to adopt the resolution to authorize the agreement with Lynch and Associates for construction engineering services related to the construction of the 2020-2021 Marquette Avenue Road in the amount of $123,410.50 with the same change to the resolution in the therefore line.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 is an ordinance to amend 2019-2398, adopting the 2020 budget's equipment replacement fund to provide $9,500 of additional appropriation for 13 SCBAs.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion? Oh, that's a roll call. I apologize. Hold on. Let me make sure that everybody's on here. Okay. Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G8. Resolution to award 2020 replacement of DPW HVAC system. Any questions?
So moved.
Second.
Barber moved. Mayor seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9, resolution authorizing an agreement, a continuing agreement to monitor metro recycling with JSA. Alderman Nelson.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10, it's a resolution to lease a couple of copiers from James Imaging Systems.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
This is for 5 years. Is that typical to do one that long? Because some things can happen during that time. Usually it's a 3-year.
I would recommend the 4-year lease or 3, but 4-year. Is that your motion?
This one's for 5.
Well, there's two options here. So What's your pleasure, Alderman Dandrea?
My motion was based on the recommendation by staff.
Right, that's what I got.
I mean, and it was, and they were looking for a 5-year. But if you're concerned about 5-year, and do we know if there's an exit strategy, city engineer?
Offhand, I'm not sure. This 5 years, anytime it goes down, they come out and fix it. This was a recommendation of our IT department. Felt like anything longer than 5 years is not recommended. That's when technology tends to go bad. The 5-year is cheaper than a 4-year. He felt like 5-year was sufficient. So, again, with IT department, that's why we're making a recommendation of 5 years.
Okay.
The motion's for 5 years.
My motion's for 5 years.
All those in favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Push your button. Thank you. Okay. Move on to G11, which is the the October financial report. Any questions for the finance officer? Your motion to receive and place on file.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Barber's just burning it up tonight. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 is resolution authorization for $650,000 extraordinary public works pension contribution. This is from the balance from 2019 general fund surplus.
Motion to approve.
Second.
The motion says 325,000.
Going to each.
There's each. Yes.
There's 325 going to DPW, 325 going to the OPEB trust.
Yeah, but since you didn't read the motion, I was just clarifying that thing.
Appreciate it. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 is a audit agreement between Baker Tilly and the City of Franklin.
So moved.
Second.
It's the motion to direct the mayor, city clerk, and director of finance to execute an audit agreement with Baker Tilly for 2020, subject to technical corrections by the city attorney. This is also coming out of TID 3 and 4, their perspective portions. Mr. City Attorney has something to say, but I got to get rid of. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
No technical corrections required.
Thank you very much. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 is an authorization to change credit card processors and the utility payment process.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15, a resolution confirming the designation of trustees for the City Franklin Defined Contribution Retirement Plan.
Second.
Wilhelm and Mayor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll do 16 later. Move on to H1 licenses. Alderman Nelson.
First one, Sam's to approve. Second one, Broadway deny for falsifying application and habitual criminality. Hardy's approve. Hempel's hold for appearance. Zielinski deny falsifying application and habitual criminality. The Walgreens approve.
Mr. City Attorney.
What was the second part of?
The second part is habitual criminality.
Habitual criminality.
Okay. On both of them.
Substantially related to the license activity.
Amended as said.
Same with the second.
Same as the second.
Well, you weren't the second.
The same for the second person.
Oh, I was saying same for the second of the motion.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no, we're together. It's all right. It's
good. Same for the second person.
It's all good. All those in favor?
Discussion.
Aye.
Discussion for licensing.
Yeah. Alderman Mayor, even though the vote was cast. Alderman Mayor.
I requested last 2 weeks ago about the report from the health officer regarding the licensing for one of the events, and we still have not seen that. Just wanted to point that out.
Okay, thank you very much. The motion was passed, 6 ayes and no noes. Move on to vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving city vouchers with an ending date of December 1st, $1,760,046.36, and payroll dated November the 20th in the amount of $426,929.94, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $439,006.68 plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll of December the 4th estimated at $412,000, and payroll deductions estimated at $245,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax disbursements with the ending date of December 1st in the amount of $2,592.98.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Wait.
Okay. Okay.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes. No absence, no abstentions. With that, we're going to move to a closed session. This is for Orville Seamer versus the City of Franklin, court case number 2020-CV-003506. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to 19.85 sub 1 sub G to confer with legal counsel for the common counsel's rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to subject litigation at a reopened session at the same place thereafter to act on matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate?
I make that motion.
Second. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. We're in closed session.